Australia's latest medalist at the Olympics comes from the squared circle, the last of five Australian boxers still standing in Tokyo heading into today, and he walks away with a bronze after making it all the way to the semi-finals in the men's lightweight division. Harry Garside, Olympic bronze medalist, is with us on SEN. Harry, how are you?
Well, just a little bit upset, mate. Obviously, we're athletes, we want the best, and unfortunately, it's not the gold medal, but I'm happy with myself, how I conducted myself throughout my preparation and throughout this tournament. And it wasn't the result I wanted, but I'm still proud of myself and how I handled myself.
Losing the bout but still winning a bronze medal, I can only imagine, does feel like a strange mix of emotions. What have you been able to reflect on if you have had a chance to think about what you've done at the Olympics in the hours since?
It hasn't really sunk in, to be honest, mate. Just trying to have a chat with coach. I had to do anti-doping post the tournament, post the match. So that kept me occupied. And once I get back, I'll sit down with coach and really knuckle down what I did well and what I didn't do well. And there's always room for improvement, and I always want to improve and be better next time. And hopefully next time I face him, it could be a different result.
Have you got the bronze medal with you?
No, so they still have to fight in the final, and the final's on Sunday, so the medal presentation will be after that on Sunday.
Being made to wait. On the fight itself tonight against Andy Cruz of Cuba, what have you been able to digest from what happened in the ring and how the fight itself actually played out?
Honestly, mate, I felt at times I got a little bit outclassed, to be honest. He's an exceptional athlete, and I have utmost respect for him. I knew it was going to be an absolute challenge getting in there, and he's pound for pound one of the best in amateur boxing and two-time world champion, and hasn't been beaten in a number of fights. And I'm honoured and grateful to share the ring with him, and I gave it a red hot crack, mate, and I'm proud of myself for that. Obviously, I wanted to win, and we all want to win, but just going to go back to the drawing board, mate, and see where I did good and see where I didn't do well, and just reflect on that. And as I said, hopefully get it next time if I ever face him again.
Did you have a sense for which way the balance of the fight was leaning during the three rounds?
Yeah, I felt like I had a really good second round. The first round, we were both just feeling each other out. He had extremely quick hands. It really sort of surprised me. I knew that it was really tricky, and he's the best in the world for a reason, mate. And I was happy with myself in the second round. The third round, I knew I was down in the scorecard, so I really had to sort of be the aggressor and try to bring the fight to him. But I think that's what he really expects opponents to do, and he sort of was probably catching me more in the third than any other round. But I knew I had to go out of my sword and show that Australian spirit, and I think I did that in the third. He was just a bit too good, mate. And that's boxing. Sometimes people are just too good, and you just got to go back to the drawing board and then train harder and be better.
You look comfortable fighting on the outside using your footwork and your head movements and your counter-attacking, and that's how you've fought throughout these Olympics. But to go to the inside to try and win that fight in the last round, was it a comfortable decision for you to make to go and fight on the inside?
Of course, I much prefer fighting on the outside. That's how I train most of the time. But when you're backed up against the wall, mate, you really got to show heart. And I think that's what most Australians have, is a lot of heart and a lot of ticker. And I hope, I haven't watched the fight back, obviously, but I hope watching back the fight that I'll be proud of myself and how I conducted myself in the third round, knowing that I was down. And I had to show that I wanted it, and I had to go out there and have a red hot crack. But it was just a bit too good, mate, and I'll be the first one to admit that.
You still had many great fights over the course of the Olympic Games. John Yume in the first round, Jonas from Namibia, and then Zakir Saifulin in your last fight. Which of the four fights do you think you showcased your best qualities in these Olympic Games?
I was really happy with my performance in the second fight against Jonas. Every opponent was absolute class, and it's Olympic Games. Reality is, mate, I'm a very realistic and I'm a very honest man, and it's pretty crazy to think that I'm a bronze medalist at the Olympics. Out of the 28 opponents in my weight, there's a number of people who are more gifted than me and ability-wise, but I just know I work really hard for the things I want, and that's what I did throughout this tournament and throughout the preparation. I worked really hard, and and I showed up every day and I did all the 1%ers and did all the things right. And I'm grateful that I got the bronze medal, but I really wanted the gold. But hopefully it inspires the next generation, mate, leading into the 2032 Brisbane Games.
Absolutely. A lot of has been profiled about you, Harry, about your training methods and the things that you like to do outside of the boxing ring to push yourself. The ballet dancing has been brought up a number of times. A lot of it has been told in the sense of how you like to push yourself and get yourself out of your comfort zone. But I can only imagine ballet dancing has a lot of very practical uses for a boxer as well. How has the ballet dancing actually aided your boxing?
The ballet is fantastic. My favourite fighter, Vasily Lomachenko, who's a two-time Olympic gold medalist, he actually did a lot of Ukraine traditional dancing when he was younger, and that's where I seek inspiration from. I've always wanted to try ballet, I won't lie, but I'm saying it's for boxing, to be honest, but I really enjoy it, and hopefully one day I can do a performance. But I definitely see the similarities in the sport, the transferring of the weight, the structure, the discipline, the rules that they have on the bar, and you can't turn your back to the bar, you can't have chewing gum in your mouth, you can't have a watch on. They're very strict in my school, and I like that. And as I said, I'm not that good at it, but hopefully one day I can be good enough to do a performance.
You've almost answered my next question for me. I had Vasyl Lomachenko's name written down on my notes here. So Lomachenko from Ukraine, is he the professional boxer that you sort of idolise, or you try to model your style of fighting off?
A little bit, yeah. He's extremely good. He's a little bit shorter than me, so he's a touch more aggressive, but he's by far my favourite fighter. I've actually got him tatted on my leg, a self-portrait of him, and he had 397 fights in the amateurs and lost one, and he's an exceptional athlete, and I love watching him. They call him High Texas for a reason, and he entered the Matrix when every time he enters the ring, and he's an exceptional athlete, and he's revolutionised the sport of boxing, so I'm grateful that there's someone like that to look up to in the sport, and hopefully one day, mate, I can be as good as him.
And the fingernails, Harry, explain the importance behind that.
Yeah, the fingernails was just like a bit of a statement, to be honest. I felt growing up, me personally, there was a number of like stereotypes or roles that I felt like I had to play. Obviously, being a male, I come from a semi-country town, Lauderdale, Victoria. I felt like there was just a number of roles that I had to play, and the nail polish is just trying to be different and showcasing that you don't have to play these roles that society tells you to play, and you can be anything and everything you want to be and express yourself however you want to express yourself. And if that means wearing nail polish, I wanted to wear a dress to the opening ceremony, but didn't want to offend anyone or take the spotlight away from the Australian team. But I just want to show to young kids out there that you can be anything you want to be, and you shouldn't fear judgment or criticism from anyone else just because they expect you to be a certain way.
Harry Garside, Olympic bronze medalist with us. Harry, before I let you go, do you plan to stay amateur in the near future?
I'm not too sure. I do believe there's been a rule change recently. We've got to sit down with Boxing Australia and the Combat Institute and discuss if we can turn pro and still stay amateur. And if that's the case, then I'll probably try and do both. I really love representing Australia, and I think my style, to be honest, is a lot more amateur-based style. I will have to adapt a few things if I was ever to turn pro, but as I said, I really love wearing the green and gold, and I love my country with all my heart, and I'm extremely patriotic, so it'll be pretty hard to turn pro, mate, and turn away from like the Olympics and Commonwealth Games, but maybe one day.
So turning pro wasn't on the horizon in the near future?
As I said, it'll be something that I sit down with my team. It's not just my decision, it's my team's decision. And if we can do both, fight professional and do amateur as well, then I probably will do that. But I will do it eventually. I'm just not sure when, mate. Not sure when. I really love representing Australia.
The first Australian medalist in boxing since Spike Chaney back in 1988. How much of has the significance of winning this medal actually sunk in?
I'm not heaps, mate, to be honest. I think it'll probably hit me in quarantine. I do something once a month that makes me uncomfortable, and I'm considering, I haven't made my mind up to this month to do a week of quarantine without my phone. So if that's the case, I think it'll probably hit in that week what I've done, but it hasn't really sunk in yet, mate, to be honest.
And what's next in the coming weeks and months for Harry Garside?
I'm not too sure, mate. I haven't seen my family since March, and I really want to see my mum and dad and see my dog, who's a Rottweiler, who's 14, and give her a big cuddle. And then, yeah, probably just relaxed for a little bit. We've got the World Championships in October, November. Whether I go to that, I'm not too sure, but it'll be something that I discuss with my team. I love fighting. I love competing. I love staying fit. So potentially the World Championships, if not, probably the Commonwealth Games next year.
On the plane back home to Lilydale.
Exactly right, mate. Back to Lilydale where the free range chickens are.
Harry, congratulations. I know it must still feel a bit tender having lost that fight, but you've won a bronze medal for Australia at the Olympic Games. It's something you should be immensely proud of, mate, and Australians are proud of you. Congratulations and good luck for the future.
Thank you so much, mate. And a massive thank you to all of Australia for your support. It's been super overwhelming and forever grateful, to be honest. As I keep mentioning, I'm just an ordinary kid from Lilydale and I'm forever grateful for the support of Australia.
Thank you, Harry. Harry Garside with us here on SCN after taking the bronze medal in the semi-finals of the men's lightweight division at the Tokyo Olympic Games. SCN, we continue after this.